I'm Graham Sutcliffe, a grad student at MIT. This talk is about the new triparticle backlighter for radiography and stopping power measurements at Omega and the NIF. Where the old dhelium-3 backlighter could only collect the two proton radiographs, the new triparticle backlighter adds the 9.5 MeV T-helium-3 deuteron. I'd like to take a moment to thank my collaborators and sponsors. A new triparticle backlighter platform, which extends the capability of the existing dhelium-3 proton backlighter, has been developed and tested. The breadth of the impact that the dhelium-3 backlighter has had over the last decade and a half is seen in slides 2 through 4. How the new dT-helium-3 backlighter extends the dhelium-3 backlighter is shown in frames 5 and 6. On the right are details about the new backlighter, how it works, how we can use the data to extract more information about electric and magnetic fields, and what questions it is being used to address, now and going forward. At the top of the third column is an example experiment, showing the plasma subject generated on the Omega laser with the backlighter on one side and a detector recording the particles which traverse the plasma on the other. The data from this experiment are shown in the second frame of that column. Each particle probes the experiment at a different time because the particles have different velocities, giving time resolution. The deflections that the particles experience in the plasma under magnetic fields, electric fields, and scattering have different dependencies on mass and energy. Comparison between different particle radiographs can be used to quantify the deflection mechanisms. The 9.5 MeV deuteron is especially useful in environments where fields and plasma scattering are too strong for the DD proton to produce a quality radiograph, for example, Hall-Rom experiments. Typical field reconstruction techniques are shown at the bottom. Part of this project has been advancing our understanding of the CR39 detectors. It is necessary to differentiate between the T-helium-3 deuterons and the DD protons on the detector. Top right slide shows a project extending the coincidence counting technique to differentiate between particles. This coincidence counting project was completed by undergraduates Shahrul Haq. To summarize, a new triparticle backlighter platform has been developed and tested. Three probe particles provide additional information required to distinguish magnetic fields, electric fields, and scattering. And we have some additional experiments underway. Thanks for your time.